Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. Today, I want to talk about how our emotions and feelings can affect our confidence. Emotions have a substantial influence on the way we reason and problem solve. As most of you know, the 5 common negative emotions are anger, fear, resentment, frustration, and anxiety. So today, I wanted to bring in a special guest to share this discussion with. So welcome, Jenny. Jenny Zents is a wife, mother, fellow podcaster, speaker, and writer who focuses on helping women discover practical ways to apply the power of God's word to their everyday stuff. So I'm thrilled to have you. I know, Jenny, that you know emotion is definitely some of that stuff that we need to apply God's word to. So let's talk about how do we do that.
Sure. Oh my goodness. That's how I came to do what I'm doing is really because I have so many issues, you know, and everything that I share through the podcast or anything else I've ever had the opportunity to share is really just me sitting with the Lord going, oh my goodness, help me, you know? And so it's anxiety, depression have been big parts of my personal journey and my story. But if we take it to the Lord, it's not always this instant cure-all, but it is where we find our strength. It is where we find the ability to stand. And one thing that the Lord gave me years ago that I constantly am repeating to myself and to anybody who will listen is that sometimes we have to stand on what we know regardless of how we feel. Mm. And the sticking point to that is we have to know the word of God because that is our truth. That is our anchor. And if we do not know what his word says, then when those hard times come, we have nothing to stand on.
Right.
But if we know the promises, the scripture's full of promises, and it tells us who we are in Christ, and not who we are because we're so awesome, but because he is so incredible. And because if we have put our faith in Jesus as our savior, then the scripture says the Holy Spirit, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, lives on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. If we know that, and we know that that same spirit lives in us, we can walk in confidence, even in the midst of our pain and our struggle and our trial, even when everything else is falling apart around us. And that's, you know, that's been my holding. That's been my constant anchor that in the midst of it. And actually I'll read you one scripture. There's a million scripture. We could, my nickname in middle school was Preacher Woman. So
hey, that's not a bad nickname. I mean, let's be real here.
I didn't go about it the best way.
Well, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Let's say I've tempered myself. I'm still very passionate, but not quite as rude as I used to be, at least most of the time. But all that to say, I get so excited when we speak about the Bible and we speak about God's word, because I could go on and on about my thoughts and feelings and yada, 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 but nothing holds the power that his word holds. And so really, before I get into the scripture, I just want to say nothing that we talk about here, nothing on my podcast, nothing on your podcast, nothing that your preacher gives you on Sunday morning, none of that is going to be of any use to someone who has not first put their faith in Jesus. And then secondly, getting into the word for themselves on their own on a regular basis and not in a legalistic as from where I'm from, they would say not a chapter a day to keep the devil away, not just checking a box, but seriously showing up with the Lord and, you know, being real. I always say, tell the Lord how you feel. Cause he already knows, right? He already knows, but showing up and just saying, God, here's my mess. And this is what I need you to meet me, and digging into the word, even when we don't really know what we're doing, trusting that if we know that his word says that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And if we know that's in Isaiah, and if we know that he tells us that his word in Hebrews says it is alive and it is active. And in Isaiah, it tells us that it will not return void, but it will accomplish what he sends it out to do. So then in those times when we don't feel anything, or we don't understand anything, or we don't know, we can just say, Lord, I don't get it. I don't feel it, but I'm waiting. And your word says, I'll renew my strength. And you say that it will not return void, that you will make it accomplish what you want it to. And that this is power and it's active. And so this can be active in my life. So I'm here. All we have to do is show up. Sometimes we think we have to be so holy, you know, and our faith has to be so strong and we have to know all the answers. We just have to know the one who does. We don't have to have the answers. We just have to know the one who has all the answers and just show up with him and let him do his work in our lives. So we're working on a personal relationship and we're digging into the word just on a regular basis, trusting him to make it make sense, trusting him to make us want it more. One of the scripture we talk about, standing on what you know, regardless of how you feel. One of the most powerful scripture to me is Psalm 94. And I like to use the Amplified Classic. It used to be the Amplified, and then I guess I got old. I don't know. Now it's the classic version. They went and updated it on me. But that's what I'm reading out of. Psalms 94, 18 and 19 says, when I said my foot is slipping, your mercy and loving kindness, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me, your comforts cheer and delight my soul. When God led me to that scripture, it was like, yes, yes. It's like you're holding on the edge of a cliff. And if you've dealt with depression, sometimes you have that feeling like you're drowning and everything's just coming in on you. And the feeling of anxiety, overwhelm is something I've felt so much, this heaviness and everything's swirling. It's like you're on the edge of the cliff and you're just digging on with your nails and you're just trying to hang on. And when I saw that, when my foot is slipping, your mercy and loving kindness held me up. And then I love this. In the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me, your comforts cheer and delight my soul. My goodness, when I saw that, I'm like, yes, the multitude. But what I realized years later after finding this scripture was it is not you find me, you grab me, you pull me out of my anxious thoughts and cheer me up. No, 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 no. In the multitude. Sometimes we stay in the midst of the struggle, but we can stand differently when we know the truth of God's word and his character and what he can do in our lives. And we sometimes want to think that when we go to him, he's going to rescue us and take us out. But sometimes he takes us through.
Right.
And it's on the other side of that, standing on what we know, getting in the word. I call it filling your arsenal. So that in the good times, you're in the word, you're getting these scriptures. I really practical, intertwined life kind of stuff. Get note cards and find scripture that jump out to you and write it on a note card and put it next to your coffee. Put it next to your keys. Put it in your bathroom mirror beside your toothbrush. Every time you see it, just read it. Those will start to come on you. To be completely transparent, I my little door in my kitchen where I keep my vitamins and my anxiety medication. I also frequently will have the inside of that cabinet door covered in scripture. And it's not at this moment, but I took some down when I was redoing some stuff, but I had gotten so much of that word hidden in my heart because it was some of these scripture, like 1 Peter 5:10, that says, after you have suffered a little while, he will strengthen you and make you what you ought to be. And create in me a clean heart, oh God, renew a right spirit in me. All these things. And I would put them and I'd open that door to take my medication, but I would be reading his word each time because his word is alive and active and it has power and it can get us through the hardest times and it can be there with us to hold us strong even in the midst of those storms. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love a few things that you've touched on. First off is that I think there's always that misconception that happiness equates joy. And we can live, like you said, we can go through hard things and still choose to have joy knowing what Christ is doing through us, even if we don't understand it. So I think that that's a really good point to make and something to just a great reminder. Sometimes it's just hard. You know, happiness is such a strong emotion. We all want to feel happy and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think you can still have joy despite whatever the circumstance is that has given you those negative feelings. Yes. And the other thing that I love that you bring awareness to, you know, I'm a anxiety overcomer, I always say, but that's not to say that, you know, it's like, oh, I've never experienced anxiety, you know, since then. It's a daily submission. It's a daily surrender to how much I'm going to let that, you know, thread unravel. But I love that you mentioned the medication piece, because I think a lot of times people are like, oh, well, you know, that's just not relatable, because if they're a Christian, it's just like pray it all away. Well, no, I mean, we still have to use the realistic tools. There's nothing wrong with having to take that extra step if you can't manage or to maintain it. This is just alongside of that, you need to also be filled up in God's word, in his truth, even when you are having to take something. I mean, obviously, if you need something that's going to help you, why wouldn't you do it, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't a replacement of, one doesn't replace the other, but they do work alongside each other. And I think it's that much better, at least I'm talking from my own experience here, when I've been able to do both. You know, mm-hmm. I've tried it both ways. Mm-hmm. I've tried just praying without having the medication years ago, and that didn't work. I wasn't in a position or a place at that time in my life where I could do that. And I've also tried just taking the medication and not getting into God's word and knowing his truth. And I think the problem with that sometimes is that you have a hard time still not letting those emotions bowl you over, because you don't have a balance of both. You know, you need the medication sometimes to just get you to an even keel. Yeah. And to stop those thoughts from spiraling. But you need God's word consistently also to remind you of his truths, to remind you of things when you have triggers that come up. And who are we kidding? There's triggers all around us constantly every day that can wreak havoc on our emotions and in turn affect our confidence in what we're doing. And it doesn't mean confidence just in, you know, oh, I'm going to ask for a raise today. Confidence in showing up in your home, showing up for yourself, being able to, you know, share God's word with somebody and the message. Confidence in all areas of your life. I mean, it affects so many aspects, but I do think that until you, like you said, have that personal relationship, make that effort to dig in mm-hmm. on your own and really be familiar and know God's word and his truths, you're open. I feel like you're more vulnerable to falling into those emotional triggers that the world has out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm glad you said remind, because that's the other kind of side of this, or I guess really is not really a different side. It's the same side. But in John 14, when Jesus told us that the Holy Spirit would remind us of the things that he had taught us. But I always say we cannot be reminded of something we haven't given mind to. So a lot of times we want to kind of take that as, oh, I don't need to do any work. The Holy Spirit's going to give me all the answers. Right. It's like going into a test that we haven't studied for and saying, God, just give me all the right answers, you know? So yes, he's there. He wants to work alongside us, and he will remind us of what we need to know in those moments. It will come up, but it's got to come up with what we have stored in our hearts, being in the word and hiding his word in our hearts, like David said. And, you know, like the other aspect of that, which you said is, it's not always this or this. For well over a decade, maybe two decades, I really wrestled with that, because I'm like, Lord, I believe in counseling and medicine, okay, but I think that if I'm strong in you, then surely this is going to change. There's something wrong with my personality or right. my spirit or me. And it wasn't until a very good Christian doctor and some things just all lined up for me to realize that, oh, I literally have this chemical imbalance, because the minute that we went to the medication, it was like the things I had been praying to have broken off my life for over a decade were gone. And I wasn't doped up and I didn't have no issues or struggles at all, but there was that balance of, okay, now I can be rational. Mm-hmm. And now I can pause and pray before I spiral, you know, and it was a lot of that. And so for some of us, it is literally, yes, we need to be like David said, oh, my soul, why are you so downcast within me? I will praise the Lord. And for some of us, that's all it takes is right. a mental shift to realize I'm not going to follow my emotions. I'm going to stand on his word. Right. And then sometimes there is that extra element of that chemical imbalance, and only we and the Lord and our doctors can figure all of that out. But there's still that aspect. Then sometimes be okay with that. You know, let the Lord work through that. But right. like you said, having both is where the power is, because there's no such thing as one quick fix that we're never going to have to work at it at all, because right. then we wouldn't be constantly being sanctified. You know, constantly, sometimes the struggles are how we grow the most. Really all the times. It's through those trials and through those struggles and through needing to get back in the Word that we become stronger than we ever would have if we never had those issues and those trials. So they can absolutely be a blessing to make us stronger people than we would have been without them.
Right. Well, and I think you're right. It doesn't have to be the one or the other. And I think there's no shame in that. You know, I think that as Christians, especially, we can fall also into the trap of, like you said, feeling like, okay, my faith clearly is not strong enough because I cannot master this. And that mm-hmm. is a lie that we tell ourselves. And you know, it's interesting because for you, at least, and at me at that time when I took medication, that was the piece I needed at that time to help with my problem solving and reasoning. And you know, those are the things that can mess with your emotions and all of that when you don't have them in check. And so sometimes you need that additional piece. There's no shame in that at all. Mm-hmm. But I love this conversation, Jenny. I feel like it is so important, especially as Christian women, because like I said, I think there's so many misconceptions when it comes to anxiety and what that looks like to be a confident Christian and yeah. how like there's one way to accomplish that. And really the best way is always starting with getting in God's Word and knowing it.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, knowing yourself, knowing your body and what else you might need to go along with that to get the most and feel the most confident in your life and not let those emotions just wreak havoc and take over. So I appreciate all your wisdom today. If you haven't followed Jenny, you need to go check her out. The Intertwine podcast is amazing. You just do a great job of really bringing these issues to the light for women and feeling good about and comfortable about talking about them. They're hard topics. And you feel, you know, there's a little insecurity sometimes bringing them up because, like I said, there's a lot of misconceptions around these topics. And I think you do just a beautiful job of leveling the playing field and sharing those vulnerabilities. So I appreciate you digging in this conversation with me today. And I hope there's one listener out there at least that has been wrestling with this and feeling like, gosh, I really should be mastering this on my own. And what is wrong with me? And there's nothing wrong with you. And so I hope Jenny and I helped you come to that conclusion today. But thank you so much, Jenny. Where can listeners find you outside of this interview?
Okay. So jennyzents.com is where everything hits and is, and you can connect with me through there. And then also the Intertwined Life podcast can be found anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And thanks to one of my other podcast friends, Miss Sandy Cooper, shout out to her and the Balance Momcast. I've stepped away from social media a lot. So you can go to Instagram and Facebook and find at Jenny Zents, and you can follow if you want, but I'm really not there very much right now, which I kind of like. So that's giving me more peace and less anxiety as well. We gotta find all the avenues that can... But definitely go to the website, jennyzents.com, and follow, you know, just listen to the podcast. I would love to connect with people there and just kind of help let the Lord put that into the ears of whoever he wants it in the ears of. And hopefully people can be blessed by my mess.
Hey, listen, if we could all remove ourselves from social media, that would be the most beautiful thing ever. So who knows, Jenny, maybe you're onto something. Maybe that is the next direction here that we're all going to go to. So, but anyway, I love the time together. Appreciate all that you are doing and wish you the best, but thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter. and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.